Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/talkover or follow the Talk Over podcast page on Spotify.
DJ Double, Inside the Ride.
One of my most watched vlogs was one of the easiest ones to make, and it was about 4:30 in the morning, and I pulled up on my drive and I pulled my camera out, and in one take I went on a rant about this idea.
I know this story, but go on, let's share it with the world.
The people watching don't know. So I went on a rant about this amazing idea that I came up with that could fix so many problems in the DJ world. And it was about DJs having apprentices. Now, I'm aware that I didn't come up with the concept of an apprentice. I'm not saying I invented the idea of having an apprentice, but it was something that struck me, like, in my own personal experience, sometimes it's a bit long doing a 6-hour set. And I thought, it would be amazing if I just had someone there that could do the first hour and the last hour. And then when I'm in the car on the way home, it'd be incredible if I had some company. Do you know what I mean?
I hear that.
Even to a point where actually I've seen guys, because I go out, and I know you do as well, I go out to a lot of clubs and do sets on my own.
Same.
I roll on my ones.
Same.
Not everyone does. Some people actually are lucky enough that they've got...
Roll deep.
They've got friends... They've got friends.
Don't get it twisted, guys. We have friends.
I've got a friend.
We started this podcast. We've got no mates.
I've got a friend. But no. So I mean, my point being that these people have people with them who can do their social media. So you see them DJing, doing their tricks, and they have one of their friends Snapchatting for them. Like I don't actually have anyone that comes to the club with me. I mean, sometimes people do, but not on a regular basis. But it struck me when I was doing this vlog and just talking about it, there is so many benefits to having an apprentice.
You can use it. You can show them the ropes, like the tricks of the trade. They can assist you with what you're trying to do with your social medias. I've never personally had an apprentice. Like I've rolled around with DJs like in my earlier years that are like coming through, and you try and share knowledge. And I speak to so many DJs like in DM, online, and always trying to like pass off advice or help other DJs. Like it's just not in the public domain, like, and a lot of DJs will vouch for that, probably watch this. So but yeah, 100%, and I agree, but like it is a sick way to share the knowledge and stop the upcoming DJ, like they can avoid behaving in certain ways, getting in sticky situations, like when it comes down to how much you should be charging, pricings. Like there's a lot of stuff, man. There's a lot of positives for using an apprentice.
There's loads, bro. There's loads of stuff. And yeah, you touched on the main factors as well. The fact that some of these guys, they might be 18, they might be fresh out of college, they're only just old enough to get into the club, they've got their controller, and do you know what I mean? They're ready to go. And now suddenly, so they're approaching a club, and a club just happens to need a DJ, or they're opening a side room or whatever. Well, to these guys, yeah, they might get offered a certain amount. I'm just going to throw a number out there with no one in mind, but let's just say they get offered £100 to do a 4-hour set in a side room. £100 to an 18-year-old that's fresh out of college is actually a lot of money.
That's nice, bro. Like,
do you know what I mean? And then... But what
your first sets, bro? £100
exactly.
Mum was getting £40.
But I was getting £30.
£40, bro, and then exactly. £20 by the time you got home. We mentioned this already.
Yeah, but without going too much into the finances, because we'll want to cover that in another episode. If you had a mentor, straight away, that's someone. Let's just, for example, if I was like, okay, yeah, I want to have an apprentice, which as it happens, I do want to have one. Now I've got all the club connections for them, so they don't have to approach anyone. All they have to do is roll around with me, and you're getting into five clubs a week and DJing in five clubs a week. And you know what I'm going to do for you as well? I'm going to take your Snapchats and I'm going to take your photos for you while you're DJing, so that helps your Instagram. But it's not just about helping the younger, newer generation of DJs come in. because so we can do that, and we can teach them how to maneuver, and we teach them about etiquette, and we teach them about the importance of warming up. Because trust me, if you're my apprentice, you're not playing bangers before 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it can't happen. So I'm going to teach you about, yeah, study the music. What music do you like? Okay, we'll look into that and find the old school stuff. Find some obscure stuff. Play what you like. Do you know what I mean? And this and that, and teach them about this. Then I'll come on and do the middle section. And then towards the end, go on, jump on. Just do the warm down. Do the slow jams. Mm. Do whatever you like. Do you know what I mean?
That's but also, a super sick idea, you know.
As they grow as a DJ, as they get better, as they learn from you, or as he's learning from me, or she is learning from me, I might one day at 1:30 in the morning be like, step up. Like, it's peak time. I've just warmed them
your
up for you
now. Your time to shine, bro. Your yeah, time.
You've got half an hour oh. to do your thing. Go.
And no pressure.
No, absolute pressure, bruv. Pressure makes diamonds. Do you know what I mean? So, like, we've spoke about this before. I learned to DJ the way I learned under pressure. Coming on after Scotty B in front of Steve Gordon, that is pressure.
Yeah, that's pressure, man. That
and
pressure.
That's how I learned. So, do you know what I mean? Pressure will help these things. But similarly, they can help us. Because as younger DJs who are born into this social media thing, because don't forget, we've had conversations off air about coming from vinyl days before social media was a thing mm-hmm. and having to learn how to maneuver as a social media DJ, whereas the people starting now,
they're born into it, innit?
They're born in the dark.
It's
mad.
Yeah,
I mean?
It's true, because you see there. These kids and they're like 21 and like their socials are popping,
yeah,
and they've only been at it for 2-3 years, but because before I couldn't even imagine what it would have been like having Insta and all that in school.
Yeah.
Like, never mind all the pressures it brings anyway, but at that age, but obviously by the time these kids are in clubs in 18, 19, they're like fully fledged
they know
social media guys.
All the ins and outs. So
trust
imagine
me,
this.
I hear that.
I don't have time. I've literally just last month started using my Insta stories because I haven't had time to fully sit down and learn about how it is. Turns out it's just like Snapchat. it's really easy.
Doubles but, Insta story, yeah. It's the one where you go on it and it's like blurry video and that. It's like you're watching it on an Atari.
Don't bury me. That's because my camera's busted. But anyway, I don't have time to be sitting and learning all the new little Instagram tricks. I don't know how you do it because you smash it with the social media. But this is something that if I had an apprentice, we can have a day where he comes in and he's like, all right, okay, look. So now you can do this. You've got the story and you can actually pin the story to the top of your Instagram. So if anyone clicks onto here, they straight away can see that
get the highlights,
this is you doing such and such an interview or this is you doing a talkover podcast. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
And they can tell me about it as soon as it happens because they will know. Similarly, I'll turn around and be like, all right, cool. Well, look, this is how you do this in the club. Or do you know what I mean? It's just a trade-off.
You'd be surprised as well, like the younger DJs, they've got, it's a different outlook as well, man. Like, they're coming through from a different generation, so you're going to look at things a little bit different that maybe we've, like, left a stone unturned or, like, just not tapped in a certain way, and these kids are going to look at it in a new, different angle because, like, it's... Bro, they're getting younger and younger. The talent is getting younger, like, across the board in everything, not even just DJing, but, like, these kids is talented these days from a young age, man, so...
I think new generation DJs, but this is an obvious statement, but new generation DJs are the future, right? Without a doubt, they are the future. But I think it's up to us as older DJs, like people, we're active right now and we are really doing bits in the clubs. It's up to us to allow them to come into the scene 100%. And learn how to maneuver properly. So often I hear DJs moaning, oh, such and such played all of these tunes before I came on. Oh, such and such only charges that much. Oh, such and such comes on and does this. No. Such and such bought followers on his thingy. Such and such posted a photo from my DJ booth when he wasn't even DJ. Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, cool. So approach such and such and say to him, look, I've been doing this a while. Do you want to come on board? Help me out with a few things. I'll get you some club sets. And not only that, like, if you're doing that and you're making money in the clubs, break them off. Break them off a little bit for your apprentice as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, what's the phrase? The rising tide floats all the ships. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah, so if you're making money, make sure your apprentice is eating as well. And not only that, bruv, then you've got company. That's someone on your team.
Yeah, rolling with someone and being able to pass it all on, like that's dope. Like,
it's, bruv, I'm telling you, it should almost be a given. It's something that I had when I had the idea and I did the vlog. I wasn't in a position to do it because I just moved house to a new area. Do you know what I mean? And I travel a lot, so I didn't know anyone in the area. I still don't know anyone in the area, as it happens, but I travel around a lot. And in practicality, in terms of the people that I did know and the people that were an option to become like an apprentice or that I would have mentored, it didn't make sense for the situation. But yeah, now I am in a position where I can actually do this, and I'm willing. I want to put it out there now to the podcast that if there's young DJs in the South, just hit me up. Let's have a conversation. And if we can make it work,
I think
I'm willing to do that, bruv.
There's also like, some clubs might not back it, innit?
Doesn't matter, no, because...
For an example, say like you're a resident at a venue, you've been there 4 or 5 years, whatever, and everything's crisp, like nothing needs to be changed. And then you start rolling through with like an apprentice, which is obviously sick for all the reasons we just mentioned. But maybe the club are like, yo, not feeling it. You know what I mean? Like, that could be a potential issue that would come across, because some clubs that you play in, like, or that I've played in, you've got to get the trust with them in it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I do a lot of residencies, and I make a point, if it's a promoter that I'm working for, I don't just work for them. They are my friends. Do you know what I mean? If it's a
club
manager,
that's the vibe I go for, man.
I make a point.
I have to get on with the people I work with.
Exactly. I make a point of chopping it up with the club manager before or after the club. So everybody that I work with, I consider like a working colleague. Do you know what I mean? I'm not just some guy that turns up, does my thing, and leaves. My personal situation, I know that if I was to turn up somewhere and be like, right, from now on, this guy's going to be doing the first hour of the club.
Okay.
I know the people that I work with will be fine with that, because they will trust me not to just be being lazy.
Yeah.
On top of that, I wouldn't expect them to pay for my apprentice. I would do that. Out of my fee of the night, I'm going to give such and such that money. Do you know what I mean? Okay. Like, I just think it's a responsibility that all DJs, when they feel that they've got themselves to a comfortable position, because I recognise not everyone could do it. It's not viable for everyone, because not everyone's making enough money to do it.
And on the flip side of it, some are protective of their own wave, isn't it? So like, not all, but there's so many DJs out there doing it that would probably not be about it, because like, they've got to protect their own energy. Do you know what I'm saying? Or like,
I don't know, man.
Like, you see people in the street like that don't mind bringing man in and opening doors for everyone, and like, that's sick.
Yeah.
But then not everyone's gonna be that way. Do you know what I mean?
I think that in itself is a sign of an insecure DJ. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not willing to let someone in to your brand and to roll someone and show them what you're doing because you're afraid that they're gonna snap it out from under your feet.
I'm just playing devil's advocate, and
that's a very good point to raise. Here's an example. I really wanted to have this conversation with CJ Beats, actually, because
he's the king of putting people on. We've spoken to this.
Exactly.
Big up CJ.
Both of us had involvement at One Extra, which became like very involved at One Extra. You became the mixed resident. You did shows for them, the Extra Talent shows. I did a whole bag of live shows and this and that. And
we did the joint show as well.
And we did the joint show. CJ Beats was the one person that opened the door. And I became friendly before I knew CJ Beats. I became friendly with a lot of One Extra DJs. I'm not naming any names, but they know who you are. and they refused to even let me come to the studio when they were on air.
However, thing about CJ is he's a proper DJ at heart. Whereas some are presenters.
But you know what? What I saw with CJ was, bruv, it didn't matter who he let in.
Well, my man,
he's bad and no one's taking his spot.
Exactly.
But he had that mentality without being a prick.
Yeah.
Because he's a nice guy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that is the perfect mentality that all DJs need to adopt. Because imagine this, right? So, cool. I've got my young apprentice now. I want to show him. I want him to learn from me. I want to learn from him. That's your teammate. That is your team member. Do you know what I mean?
I'll just check in thing. Go on.
I don't want to be like, oh, I'm going to let him in, but I'm only going to let him in so far. Pause.
Double pause. Jesus. No, man.
Do you get where I'm going with it?
I hear you, man. I hear you.
And if you're not willing to like I said, some people aren't able. It doesn't work for them. That's cool. And if I'm doing a guest set somewhere, if I'm doing just an hour, I'm not bringing someone to do the first 10 minutes. It doesn't work.
Yeah, but even then, you could flip it and be like, yo, come with me. See how we get down when we do these hour bookings.
Either that or now you're ready to cover my residency because I've got to go off and do this one.
You go to my spot, I go take care of that kind of thing.
Exactly. But I think, personally, some people are going to get in their feelings about this. If you feel that you're too protective over your stuff, and if you're like, oh, I don't want to let any of these new generations in, for whatever reason, it's because you know deep down you are not good enough to sustain yourself in this business. And you're not out for the cause, you're not out for the culture, you are out for you.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it could just be a case of they're not bothered about all of that. Like, maybe they are confident in the skills, but I ain't bothered. I'm just in my lane doing me kind of thing. You know what I mean?
I think it's detrimental to this whole thing that we all talk about, the DJ culture.
Yep, yep, yep.
Look at builders. Look at plumbers. Look at lawyers. Look at doctors, nurses. All of these huge jobs, yeah? Very high, well-paid, skilled jobs. How do you start? You start by being an apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
You start at the bottom doing the shitty jobs. Back in the day, it used to be carrying the vinyl boxes for someone. Nowadays, what it is, you're my road buddy. You can drive the car sometimes, so you're not allowed to drink tonight because you're driving us home in my car.
Designated driver.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Like, all these other little tasks that are horrible tasks for us to do, that's where the apprentice starts. You start from the ground up. But it's just, I think it's a fundamental thing that is missing from our DJ culture. And actually, I spoke to Jonesy on the phone earlier today, and he mentioned that he's been doing this for a minute. And someone else said on Facebook the other day, I don't even remember who it was, but they said,
I bet there's a load of DJs out there, dude. Like, if any DJs are watching this and you are part of this apprentice stuff, like, write in the comments.
Yeah, get
like,
in the comments. If you've got an apprentice, if anything's gone right or wrong, pros and cons to this, chuck them in the comments, man, because we need more people like this. And like I said, there was someone else on Facebook the other day actually wrote quite a big post about, I'm looking for someone to come and roll and do pretty much what I'm just explaining now. Do the warm-ups, do the warm-downs, this and that, help this. Like, it's needed. It's needed, man. And in turn, you know what that will do? That will stop the new generation of DJs going straight to the clubs, bringing the whole price down for everyone because they don't know any different.
Yeah.
So they're going for what I would consider a very low amount of money, mm-hmm. but what they would consider high. Do you know what I mean? So now it means you're starting to gain some quality back. If I know I'm teaching someone how to DJ, I know they are going to be a good DJ. And they might even be better than me. Which, again, it's another arrogant thing. I don't mean it to sound arrogant, but do you know what I mean? Like, I might give them my knowledge, which they combine with their own knowledge and their own creativity, and suddenly they're just going to become a monster. But that's when, as older DJs as well, in say 10, 15 years time, when I don't want to do clubs anymore, I've got this young guy
ready to pass the baton.
I'm managing him now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? We've just spent the last 15 years on the road together doing shows. Or he might have even got his own stuff, of course, by this point. But that's fine because I'm going to put clubs down now. And I'm going to still be with you and I'm going to manage you and make sure your career goes even further than mine did. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's so many options and so many routes that can
and
be taken.
And even, like, mistakes that you've made, like, you can just make sure they avoid the same, like, the same crap in it. Like, because there's a lot of bump in the industry that you don't even need to be talking on, man. And, like, these, you can make sure these kids can maneuver around the waste.
Exactly.
Maneuver through the wasteland.
Exactly.
Unscathed.
Like, you can help them protect themselves. Mm. And it's just, I literally, I can't see any problems. I can't see anything, any one negative thing that would come up from doing this. Other than if you partner with the wrong person, if you partner with someone who decides to snake you somehow and undercut you somewhere. You know, first year, they just use all your club contacts. But then if you're not good enough or strong enough with the clubs to keep them contacts, that might be your own fault. Or the other thing I could see this happening is the older DJs extorting the younger DJs and maybe taking advantage and not breaking off what they should. Do you know what I mean? Or using it as a control factor and not letting them break through where they should. Because there may be a point where this apprentice now is so good,
he's ready to go.
He's not your apprentice anymore. Yeah, you just need to let him go.
Ready to spread his wings,
do you know what
man.
I mean? And I can see that's where people may get threatened, being like, well, he's in my area as well. He's better than me now. He's got all of my knowledge. What have I done? I've created a monster. Now I'm out of the job. Do you know what I mean?
There's always going to be threats out there. It's just how you go about your own business, isn't it? Like,
exactly.
Like, you say, like, it might be a threat, but you depends in what light you're looking at that threat.
What other downsides could there be?
Earlier in my career, like you do. Like I got protective. Like you want to, because you just know it's dog eat dog, and like. When you grow up with not a lot and you put everything into the music and you're starting to get a bit of money and you're building a career and that, then you can semi be protective of it. Obviously now it's totally different because you built a career with 10, 12 years deep or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see, like, not being protective in a spiteful way or a horrible way, but just because you're thinking about the long game.
Yeah,
How long can you sustain this career? How much money can you get in, like, and be able to live from it? So, like, that was the way I looked at it when I was younger. Not in a way like, yo, no one ain't jumping on my way, ain't bringing no money in, whatever. I was semi-protective over the fact that I know this shit can end any day.
Yeah.
And it's game over. Like, which it can. It's a high-pressure industry that can just be pulled from underneath you, innit?
Mm-hmm.
You're only as good as your last set half the time. So it's like, yeah, it's touch and go, man. But I'm all for it, bro. There's 99% more pros than there is cons, innit?
Yeah.
So... DJ apprentices, man, that's the future, blood.
The DJs are the future, mate. The new generation of DJs are the future. And it's up to us as current active DJs to shape that future. And if none of us have it, if none of us have apprentices, if none of us teach this new generation, then it's all going to go to shit. You're going to end up with lazy people, not charging a lot. Across the board, the price is going to come down. Clubbing, I'm just talking from the UK perspective, the clubbing experience will drop because the quality of DJs will drop. There'll be a massive knock-on effect. Like, sounds dramatic as hell, but I'm talking over time, this is what will happen. Because so here's the thing, yeah? And this is, shout to Jonesy, because this is actually, these are his words now. I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, but like, growing up, he's on a very similar path to me. We looked up to people like Swerve and Shorty Blitz. Shorty Blitz is the reason I started scratching.
Same era.
Incredible DJs, era, technically on next levels. Now, the people getting into the game now are looking up to people like Rusky and Nathan Dawe.
Mm-hmm.
Both doing their thing incredibly. But even Rusky will admit, because I've had this conversation with him,
yep,
he is not a technical DJ. He can't do all the scratching and beat juggling and stuff. He is a selector. And he's, do you know what I mean? So you're like, no disrespect to him because he is doing his thing.
He's doing his thing.
But now the new generation aren't looking at him and thinking, oh, I want to be able to scratch like Rusky. They're looking, they might be saying, I want my mix cloud to be like Rusky's.
Yeah, look at the brand. Do you know what I mean? So he's got behind his name.
Exactly. Like, so this is the difference.
There's different angles to it, man.
They're just looking at a different perspective, but the technical ability is not there. So over time, the new generation will look at them and they might be like, oh, I want to push the cue button. Like,
it's going to come full circle where the talent and the technicals all come back. It all comes back and everything is as one and the DJs are going to be on the next level, mate.
I think the only way that will happen is through this apprenticeship thing. But if that doesn't happen, I don't think it will. I think it will just go to shit. ¶¶